Hello, this is Rachel bringing you a new episode of the Transformation Conversation. For a couple of months now, I've been studying various books, or I don't know if studying is the right word, but immersing myself in various books and just noticing how little I sometimes notice about awareness. So today's podcast is called What Are You Missing Under Your Nose? And it's all about awareness. I've been reading this book by a chap called Anthony de Mello, and it's called Awareness, and it is a really great book, actually. And there was just so much in it that resonated with me. And then I've also been alongside that. I must admit, I've dropped off the past month or so over the summer, but before that, I was doing, if you can say, doing A Course in Miracles, and A Course in Miracles is something. It's a text that's pretty. It can be pretty heavy going. It's quite big, and there's different parts to it. There's like a teacher's manual, and then there's I forget what they call it now, but there's like an exercise to do each day, and it really it's all about awareness. And I've noticed how much synergy there is with that and the principles that I'm bringing more and more into my work now in the Fearless Transformation Conversation. So there's such an overlap, and I think the huge thing for me was really the awareness piece. So I wanted to share something with that. Something of that about that with you today to see how it can help you see what you're missing right under your very nose. And this is super practical. And I've actually got some examples for you that made me laugh. And I thought I really just want to share these with you because they're so ridiculous. But if you wake up, like Anthony de Mello's book is all about waking up, like waking up to life, waking up to the truth of who you are and not sleepwalking. So if you're not sure whether you're sleepwalking, just kind of listen to this today and see what comes up for you. And then just by being immersed in this, you'll start to be more aware. You'll start to see these things under your nose. And so I challenge you really just to again, there's nothing to do, as there's no big assignment to do, but just to be aware, just to start looking and seeing where does this show up for you. So an example of this is when I was on my guided life retreat in Mallorca a couple of months ago, I noticed how much stuff I can't find. Like I keep looking for stuff. This is just objects. And it's like I'm looking around the hotel room, and I'm not a messy person, so I've got to assume that this is something I have to learn. It's like something, it's a lesson right in front of me now, because I'm not a messy person. I'm very organized. I usually find all my stuff really easily, or I think I do. But as I was getting more and more into A Course in Miracles and thinking about awareness and working with the principles, I just started to see how much stuff I suddenly seem to be mislaying, and it's not there, and I'm sure it's not there. But then I go back a few minutes later, oh, there it is. And it was just like one of those repetitive learning experiences. That was in the hotel room, but also it was happening to me everywhere. It's like I'd be looking for a clip, the clip wouldn't be there. I'd go back and the clip's there. I'm like, what's with this? I don't know. Am I just sleepwalking? Am I really just not seeing what's under my nose? And then the more I was doing this and seeing it, the more I started to understand what the real lesson was for me in this. And the deeper lesson is that I have, you have, we all have these resources right under our nose, right in front of us. And we're so busy looking out in the distance, in the future, or thinking about the past, how we should have improved, that we're missing out on those resources. And our awareness often is not at a level where we see it. And we might, as I would, swear that I'm seeing everything. But it's like I was like there's that part of it which is the what am I seeing, what am I missing, what's right under my nose. And then there's a sleepwalking part, which is I really started to see how I sleepwalk through some of my life. I was brushing my teeth. Now, brushing your teeth is a kind of repetitive task, isn't it? Where I don't know about you, but I kind of get lost. I go off on one and I'm thinking about all kinds of stuff, and I'm really not thinking about brushing my teeth. I've got an electric toothbrush, it does a good job, and I'm just kind of lost, lost in thought. And I suddenly thought to myself, why am I brushing my teeth now? It's like the middle of the day. I just came up to, I think I just got came up to get changed or something, but because I was in the bathroom, I was on this automated, like just really sleepwalking into brushing my teeth because that's what I do when I do that for some reason. I can't remember exactly what it was triggered it, but something triggered me to think I need to brush my teeth. Then I laughed at myself because I thought, oh, I don't need to brush my teeth now. I'm still going to go and eat something shortly. So there was that. Then a few seconds later, after I thought I'd woken up to what I was doing, I found myself flossing my teeth. Now, I'm not kidding here. This sounds totally bonkers, I know, but this is the power of our mind. This is the power of how we literally just like we're programmed like robots. And this is the practical stuff. This is like the actual physical stuff we're doing. But imagine how that impacts on your thoughts, on the story you're telling yourself in your mind. When you're running off, you're running those softwares. You know, as I say, we want to learn to operate our HOPS, our human operating system, better for better results and a better experience of life. Imagine how these programs are just running for us on autopilot and we don't even know. So I'm suddenly flossing my teeth. I'm like, what the hell? I didn't need to even brush my teeth. Never mind, floss my teeth now. It's a complete waste of time. So that was one. And then I just kept having this recurring thing happening of I'm finding objects that I couldn't find a minute before. And they're not even in a different place. This is how crazy it is. It's like I'm looking around, where's something? I think, oh no, it's not there. Then I'll find it hidden under something else, but it's there, right? And so it's like this parallel learning experience where my awareness was just deepening all the time. It seems to have slowed down a bit now on that, but I had this period of just like a few months where it was just coming up for me again and again and again. And this is what you'll see as your awareness rises, as your consciousness kind of rises, you just see these new lessons for yourself that will help you if you just kind of go with them and notice them. But you have to have that awareness to be able to even see them, otherwise you're sleepwalking right through them. So another example of this, and I shared this with my husband because we were together and we, what were we trying to do exactly? We went into Debenhams, which is a big department store in the UK. And we actually just wanted to nip to the bathroom. And we said, let's nip in Debenhams and go to the bathroom. Now, because we are quite frequent shoppers in Debenhams and we'd been in there a few days before buying a new suitcase, we went into the sleepwalking thing where we started wandering around the store and looking at stuff. And what happened was we took a wrong turning and we nearly exited the building at the back. And then we remembered and we were like, oh no, that's not the way, let's go back here. But then we just went off on this autopilot sleepwalk thing, looking around at clothes in Debenhams and just, I don't know, just kind of browsing. And then we found ourselves outside the store again. And we were walking a few, you know, we walked for like a few seconds and I suddenly said, hold on, we didn't even go in the bathroom. And we both started laughing because it was just so obvious that we were just completely just asleep. Asleep to what we wanted to do. Our awareness just wasn't there. There was this programming running of when you go into Debenhams, you just start shopping, right? Which is great for Debenhams, not so great for for my bladder, which is what reminded me that I need to go back in. And I've had so many examples like this. I can't even think of the others now, but those were some of the ones that were really making me laugh. And it's funny to see how we are sleepwalking, how we're doing things on autopilot. So what I'd kind of, as I said, what I'd like for you to get from this is really just to start to be aware, just start to notice where are you running on autopilot. And it will be a combination of things you're doing where you just find yourself, doing things because you've always done them that way, or doing things completely that, that just don't even need to be done because they're on autopilot. And then there's the awareness piece, which is really, what are you missing? Like, what are you searching for over there that actually is right under your nose? And that can be, just stuff that you need for the everyday, but it can also be stuff for your business and for your life. It can be, like just amazing resources, contacts, opportunities, stuff that's already in your business that you can't see because you're looking, you're either sleepwalking off doing what you've always done, or you're just, your awareness is just not there because you're so distracted looking to the future and or the past, and not settled down enough to see what's right under your nose. So I hope you've enjoyed that. I hope it made you laugh a little bit, my ridiculous behavior. But this is life, right? This is how we're operating on autopilot. I want to help you raise your awareness and wake up to your own brilliance and to connect with, to just to connect with your own potential on a deeper level. And the awareness is a huge piece of that. So if you want to listen to a free transformation class called Fearless, then that's at www.rachelhenker.com. So if you haven't heard that yet and you want to go a bit deeper on the work that I'm doing and hear a bit more about these principles I'm talking about, then you can find that at rachelhenker.com. And I'll speak to you again very soon. Have a wonderful, aware day.